I know the struggle. I was there. I saw it. So it's like, man, another blow to the community, and ain't nothing we could do about it.
Yeah, we have nothing. You know, so I don't know what we're going to do. There's nothing around here. No stores. This is based on the store you can come to. You know, that you get fresh produce and, you know, get groceries for little.
This is the debate about food deserts, okay? There are certain neighborhoods, and I'll let you give a wild guess of which neighborhoods they are, where grocery stores like Whole Foods, Harris Teeter, I'm giving examples of grocery stores I know of. I don't know, like around the country, there's different kinds, but kind of like your higher end, nicer grocery stores, okay? Like there's always like Target, there's Walmart, there are the low level ones, there's the Food Lions, there's all of these kind of grocery stores. In certain neighborhoods, they don't want to put those grocery stores in, and they are moving out. They're shutting the doors, and they're moving out, and the community is being affected. Little do they know that it is the community that is the reason why these stores have to leave, because in certain communities, another hit to the community, these communities make it a habit of, even if they don't need to steal, they will steal. That's just factory settings, you know? They revert back to factory settings the second that they walk into a place of retail or grocery store or any, seems like any convenience store of that, for that matter. So that's why there are food deserts, okay? It's not because people are like, we want to give another blow to the community. They're not thinking that. They're just sick of being robbed. They're sick of having to buy the locks and the glass cases to keep everything behind, and they'd rather set up their grocery stores in an area where the people come in and actually pay for the stuff. This is an example. This right here is a prime example of why there are food deserts. Just compliment you, ma'am, on your fabulous looking figure too. Wow. Now that is a figure. When I think of curvy, voluptuous, that's what I think of. This appears to be in a Target as well. So what I think's happening is she decided to walk into the Target and I guess just make herself at home. That looks like some sort of cake thing that you would buy as like a present. She just decides, I'm going to rip it open. That's a great idea, you know, as the rest of the wildebeests behind her graze. This is a Target. And soon Target is going to move out of these areas as well because of behavior like this. So maybe this, ma'am, is actually why there is a food desert, not because people are out to hurt the community. Have you ever considered that? Just bold as brass, not worried about anything, not worried about being caught, not worried about getting in trouble. Certainly the idea of shame never crossed her mind. The idea that one would be embarrassed by behavior like this never crossed her mind. I don't actually think, because like the way your brain works, and I'm going to sound really stupid, but it's like all of these little, it's like wires in your brain and they connect things and past memories, they connect and there's neuro pathways are formed and whatever. I think a neural pathway of guilt and shame doesn't exist in certain people. How else would you do this, you know? Like my job, I'm like an influencer, I guess. I know it sounds ugh, but that's what I do for a living, and I can't bring myself to like film out in public. Like I would never be caught dead with one of those sticks filming out in public because there's a sense of impropriety there. There's a sense of shame and embarrassment, right? Because it's like you're invading somebody else's space. People might get in the frame. It's weird. You're that person. I can't even imagine going into a store and just stealing and just gorging your stuff, stuffing your face with food when you have no intention of paying for it. Maybe she will, but it's still rude to do without any semblance of shame. Here is another exquisite example of why there are food deserts in certain communities. This woman is just laying out. I like how people also film themselves exposing themselves committing crimes. Like they'll film themselves committing the crime, right? Or they have to brag about it, so they'll get on the camera and film themselves telling about their exploits as a thief.
Oh, I did not know that self-checkout cameras were this advanced now. I usually ring up my avocados as bananas, as one does, and everything was fine, and then all of a sudden it starts beeping, asking for the attendant. They had a video of me from, like, a bird's eye view video of me putting it in as the wrong item and, like, clearly showing that it was avocados and not bananas.
By the way, and I love this argument that, oh, they only they just steal because they starving. We're starving out here. We're starving out here. I don't have the accent down. But this woman doesn't appear to be starving by any stretch of the imagination. In fact, a good fast would do her immense good. Okay, so she doesn't appear to be starving. She appears to be well-dressed. That hair looks like it's been professionally done. The makeup, she's got enough money to spend on makeup. And if you're a girl, you know that even drugstore makeup is very expensive. Just an eyeliner is like $25. Depends on what kind you get. So it doesn't seem like she's exactly hurting for pennies, okay? And yet, she just because, even though she doesn't need to, she's just, of course, ringing up avocados as bananas, as one does.
I have never seen that angle of me before. I'm at a f***ing Ralph's. Like, what the hell? The attendant was cool, but like...
I'm at a Ralph's. Can you believe? So she goes to probably, well, I don't know what Ralph's is. It's probably an East or a West Coast grocery store. I assume it's one of those more like boutique grocery stores, like a nicer grocery store. And she's offended, terribly offended that she was caught in such an unflattering position. It would be hard to find a flattering position, however. So I don't think that's actually the camera's fault.
Literally caught in 4K.
And then filming it on camera. And here's another example of why there are food deserts, why restaurants have moved out. Like Myrtle Beach, for example, I have never experienced this in my life. Okay? Never experienced this in my life. We went to this, when we went out to dinner, and at Myrtle Beach, they wanted your credit card before you would even sit down. So they would take your credit card before you'd even go to sit down. And I was shocked. Never in my life have I experienced something like that. And then I realized, thanks, community, for doing this. Now, the rest of us get to be treated like thieves, even though we intend on getting appetizers and drinks and paying for it all, and then giving you a nice tip on top of it. So, yeah, this is yet another reason why grocery stores are not wanting to locate themselves in certain communities, and why even fast food restaurants, I have a feeling like the day of fast food restaurants could be coming to an end. Or maybe it's going to boom as people get poor.
I don't give a you a weird ass manager. I'll ask politely for some water. Not to get me worked out of wait when it takes 2.5 seconds. What are you talking about?
So next time you hear someone complaining about a food desert, it's like it's time to look internally. Time to analyze the community, okay? Everyone's not out to get you. I know that's hard to believe. I know it's really hard to wrap your mind around. However, the reason why retailers do not want to go to certain areas is because of theft, bad behavior, and lack of shame. Anyway, that's the show. Hope you enjoyed it, and I will see you in the next one.